This is Harry Von Zell speaking to you from Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world. The origination point for programs soon to come your way over the leased telephone wires of PBS, the Progressive Broadcasting System. The Progressive Broadcasting System is a complete network service which gives you the greatest programs on radio, reduces station overhead, and increases station income. Now, we have all of the answers you've been searching for in station operation. All of your problems have been taken into consideration in our planning. Your station is an integral part of your community. Your objective should be to build up and do a real selling job for local merchants who are the backbone of your station. It's not national advertisers who can build your station, but it is your local merchants. Build local accounts, and you will be building an annuity for yourself, your family, and your associates. Until now, it's been practically impossible to do this because other major networks are designed for national advertisers' benefit. The prime consideration of PBS is for local advertisers, your friends, your local merchants, and for you. PBS offers programming you can sell to local merchants. They will do a real conscientious selling job, programming that builds listenership and income for you. Now, we all realize the intangibility of radio. We know how difficult it is for a sponsor to put his finger on results. You can't get results for advertisers with scattered spots throughout the week or with straight music programs. You telephone 10 housewives listening to music on your station right now. Ask the 10 to mention one item that has been advertised in the past half hour, and you won't find one of the 10 who can tell you. We in radio know that music is background, that there's nothing to arrest the listener's attention so that they can hear what is being advertised. We also realize how difficult it is to educate merchants to spend the proper amount of their radio budget. They need a lot of education. They must be shown, and it must be proven to them that good radio can get good results. Radio gets results for national advertisers because national advertisers use the right type of programming at the right time. PBS stations can do this for local advertisers. Your merchants have to be educated, and they must have the proper respect for you, not as an individual, but as an advertising medium. And here's how PBS plans to help you do this. Now, first of all, being affiliated with PBS gives you prestige because you'll have the finest programs, the right types of programs, direct from Hollywood. Our program department has planned for months and has given very careful thought to planning of programs. In addition, we are block programming to build more solid audiences. We've given a lot of thought to your problems. We've done a lot of planning and research so as not to overlook anything. And as you listen, you'll find that we will answer every single problem that has confronted you in the operation of your station. The financial success of PBS is entirely dependent upon your ability to sell our programs. So you can see that programming is our prime consideration. Not only that, but we actually are going to help you sell them. Every day over a closed circuit for a half hour, we're going to give you merchandising aids, sales pitches, give you our ideas as how to sell these shows. Every Monday and Wednesday, we suggest that you invite prospective sponsors into your studios to hear these closed-circuit conferences. We'll tell you in advance what types of businesses we'll talk to, and at these times, we'll talk directly to your prospective sponsors, and we'll help you sell them. Other days, we'll talk to just you and your salesmen. And of course, in addition, we have brochures, streamers, newspaper mats, promotional material, and other sales helps. And here's another exclusive PBS feature. We're going to have field men call on you to help promote and sell these shows. Yes, our field salesmen will help you by calling on prospects, helping you sell, helping promote your station as a PBS affiliate. We're going to directly help you sell PBS programs. Now, a little later, I'm going to explain the financial setup and show you that PBS actually cannot cost you any money. But right now, I want to tell you about our programming, which includes a minimum of at least 10 hours of continuous entertainment every day. 6 hours and 15 minutes of this schedule will be commercial-type programs you can sell to local accounts. The other 4 hours consist of sport events, sustaining shows you can take off the network should you want full network programming. You can pick up continuous entertainment for at least 10 hours a day. In the morning, we start with commercial programs which you can sell local accounts. At 8:45, there's 15 minutes of the latest news, followed by a block of four different 15-minute soap operas. Now, many stations all over the country have questioned the advisability of soap operas. Well, we've made a survey checked Hooper's and Nielsen's, and we find that soap operas are the number one listened to programs during the day. No other type program has been successful as soap operas. 90% of the women listen to them. 9 out of 10 women can tell you who the sponsor is and what they advertise. They are the most popular daytime shows and get more listenership, better direct results than any other type of program. So, daytime radio should include a block of good soap operas, not one, but a block of 4. And we have them. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how are we going to take away audiences from two of the networks that have built their success during the day with soap operas? Well, I'll tell you how. If we were to block our soaps at the same time as the other networks, it would, of course, be impossible to get this tremendous soap opera audience, because once a housewife has been listening to a certain soap opera for years, we couldn't get her away from it to listen to other programs of the same type. However, by blocking our soap operas in the morning from 9 to 10, before they're on the other networks, we can build just as enviable a listening position for your station. Once the housewife listens to soap operas on your station, no other station is going to get that audience away. So that's why we're scheduling them in the morning, before they hit the other networks. We'll make your station number one in your territory at that time. You'll be able to do the same fine-selling job for local merchants that soaps do on other networks for large national advertisers. Now, these 4 soaps go on at 9 in the morning and are on until 10. When I say 9, I mean 9 o'clock in your time zone. Some of these programs are going to be taped and delayed, as this is the proper time for this type of programming, and we'll stick to it. In fact, all of the times that we give are times in your particular time zone, except in the Rocky Mountain area, where they're 1 hour later. In other words, it's 9 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain area, 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, and 9 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. The 4 soap operas, incidentally, are all new and will be heard for the first time on PBS and are scheduled from 9 to 10. Incidentally, our soap operas feature such names as Mark Lawrence, Hope Emerson, Gene Cagney, and other Hollywood stars. To continue our block programming, we have a half hour that also has a special appeal to the housewife. Estelle Taylor presents a program called Tailored Lady. It's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 10:30. Estelle will discuss fashions and other items of interest to the housewife, and she's going to have some of the biggest stars in Hollywood as her guests. From 10:30 to 10:45, PBS takes the housewife into the kitchen with Mary Grove for a very interesting program concerning home economics. From 10:45 to 11, hot off our news service wires, you'll be getting the news direct from our Hollywood, Chicago, or New York studios. From 11 to 11:30, you'll hear My Secret Desire. It's an audience participation show starring Hal Sawyer with loads of fun and carloads of big prizes. Yes, you'll be one of the stations that's giving away refrigerators, washers, ironers, and other big prizes. From 11:30 to 12, PBS has secured one of the greatest names in the entertainment world, Mel Torme. Mel Torme will have his own half-hour show every day, music, chatter, and interviews with all of the greats of the entertainment world. Yes, Mel Torme will talk to your listeners every day. The 9 to 12 period you can sell to local accounts. And then, from 12 to 2, there are sustaining programs you can use should you want to operate at a reduced overhead. However, we do recommend that you use some of this time for local news and local public service. This is most important to the operation of your station. The sustaining programs consist of music, news, public service, and programs from stations such as yours. We're going to ask some of our affiliates to feed us programs. Now, after the 12 to 2 fill, we have programs that can be sold commercially, programming from Hollywood. And speaking of Hollywood, all of our commercial programs, except our newscasts, originate from Hollywood and come to you over our leased telephone wires. At 2 o'clock, we take your listeners for a half hour, Monday through Friday, to all the famous Hollywood restaurants and places where the stars dine. A very famous personality will interview these stars, a name you all know. Right now, he's with another network. We can't announce his name yet, but you certainly know him. From 2:30 to 2:45, the greatest commentators in Hollywood, Chicago, and New York give you the hot-off-the-wires news. Then from 2:45 to 3, Maurice Hart takes us for a tour of Hollywood. He'll visit motion picture studios, where he'll talk not only to stars, but to producers, sound men, directors, and interesting people behind the scenes. He'll also take us to the Los Angeles Union Station and our famed international airport to interview celebrities as they arrive in Southern California. It's a most interesting program. From 3 to 3:30 is the All-American Quiz with the man you've seen on the movie screens, Guy Madison. He's our quizmaster. This, of course, is an audience participation show with more big prizes plus loads of laughs. To add to our variety, from 3:30 to 4, Cottonseed Clark, popular RCA Victor recording artist, has his own Western show. And Cottonseed is going to have many of the Western picture stars as guests on his programs. From 4 to 4:15, one of the greatest storytellers, Dan Morton, will be heard on One for the Books. Dan has marvelous human interest stories with a general appeal for men, women, and children alike. From 4:15 to 4:30, PBS has been very fortunate to obtain one of the real confidants of the Hollywood stars, Charlotte Rogers. You'll get the real lowdown on the picture business together with an inside glimpse of actual happenings in the nightlife of this magic city. Charlotte Rogers, of course, will also interview the greats of the movie world. From 4:30 to 4:45, your listeners have a chance to win some major prizes. We have a program where prizes will be given to the listening audience instead of to a studio audience. The name of this program is People Are Wonderful and stars a very wonderful motion picture actress, Miss Ellen Drew. Then from 4:45 to 5 is a program that can be sold to any business interested in the male audience. It's the Lou Nova Sports Show. You know Lou Nova. Lou has his own sports show now 5 days a week on PBS. Lou is a great fighter and he's a great reporter. Then from 5 o'clock on, Monday through Friday in the summertime, we'll have delayed recreations of sporting events. We're going to feed you baseball at 5 o'clock. Now, many stations have asked, why feed us baseball at 5 o'clock? Now, flip me over here and I'll tell you why we bring you baseball at 5 o'clock. Well, thank you very much. Now I can finish this lying on my back here. So you want to know why we feed baseball at 5 o'clock? Well, here's why. We don't feel it's good radio to air baseball at 11 o'clock in the morning, at noon, or at 2 o'clock. Daytime radio is designed to sell the housewife. And housewives rarely tune in on baseball. So what happens is that stations that are broadcasting baseball in the early hours of the day, and to be successful, you must program during the day with a direct appeal to the women. There aren't enough businesses in your community appealing to men that can afford to get the minimum results that they can get out of baseball during the early daytime hours. You must get results for advertising, and here's how to do it. We will give you programs during the daytime that will sell the housewife. And at 5 o'clock, we'll give you baseball, when the men are listening. This is good, sound radio. When there is no baseball, we're going to fill in with sustaining programs, the same types we have from 12 to 2 every day. On Saturdays, from 8 to 10, we give you sustaining programs consisting of news, sports commentaries, music, and public service shows. On Saturdays at 10 o'clock, we start our commercial programming with a half-hour show especially designed to appeal to the juvenile audience. It's called Young Ideas, and stars none other than one of radio's greatest personalities. Really a wonderful fellow. My mother's crazy about him. It happens to be me, Harry Bonzell. And this program promises to be one of our most amusing and entertaining features. I know you like it. From 10:30 to 10:45, Jimmy Scrivener tells his wonderful Uncle Remus stories to the kiddies with all the famous Uncle Remus characters. Then from 10:45 to 11, the latest worldwide news is reported direct from our wire services in Hollywood, Chicago, and New York. From 11 to 2, PBS is proud to present Bob McLaughlin's Club Time. Bob McLaughlin features such names as Frank Sinatra, Dinah Shore, Margaret Whiting, Perry Como, Peggy Lee, Tony Martin, Harry James, Tex Beneke, plus dozens of other top stars of radio, screen, and records. Bob McLaughlin Club Time is the answer to something new and different in programming. It's one of the biggest name shows in radio and will be one of your biggest features. Club Time can be sold in 15-minute, half-hour, or hour segments. At 2 o'clock on Saturdays, we schedule sports, baseball or football. Football games, incidentally, will be broadcast direct from playing fields and will not be delayed. After football, we stay on the air until 7 o'clock with more sustaining programs. When there are no sports or special events, we program from 2 to 7 with sustaining programs. Now, you'll notice on Saturday there's a lack of programming designed to sell direct to the housewife, and for a definite reason. Saturday, the housewife is out doing her weekly marketing. She's out cashing the paycheck. If you sold programming specifically aimed at the housewife on Saturdays, you would be taking money under false pretenses from your sponsors, and we don't want to be a party to that. Your success is dependent upon the amount of good you can do your advertisers. Our success as a network is based on the amount of good that we can do you. We don't want to be a part of anything that isn't good radio. And programming to the housewife on Saturday is not good radio. That's why we think along these lines. That's why we're programming such as we are. Now Sundays, from 8 to 10, our sustaining programs. From 10 to 10:15, the latest news. From 10:15 to 10:30, Dr. Omar Garrison, world-renowned authority on religion, offers a religious news program of interest to all. From 10:30 to 11, you will be hearing Books and People with Raymond Berquist discussing books with all of the famous authors. At 11 o'clock, PBS answers the competition on Sundays from other networks. We have the answer to Sunday afternoon program that will give you leadership. We know that on Sunday, the prospective sponsor can appraise your station. And so we've a block of programs with the biggest stars in the entertainment world. From 11 to 11:30, Alan Mowbray steps out of the movies with a program of semi-classical music, together with stories as only Alan Mowbray can tell them. From 11:30 to 12, Paige Cavanaugh of the famous Paige Cavanaugh Trio will be heard in a great musical variety program. From 12 to 1, Andy and Della Russell have their own Mr. and Mrs. musical show. From 1 to 2, Connie Haynes entertains, with Connie Haynes as the star of the show. From 2 to 3, it's Mel Torme time with Mel Torme himself. And at 3 o'clock, we climax our parade of names with Mr. Rhythm himself, Frankie Lane. Yes, Frankie Lane, together with Carl Fisher and guest stars every Sunday from 3 to 5. Now, all of these stars, Alan Mowbray, Paige Cavanaugh, Andy and Della Russell, Connie Haynes, Mel Torme, and Frankie Lane, will all be heard in person on your station Sundays from 11 until 5 o'clock. We're mighty proud of this Sunday schedule. It's truly the greatest lineup of stars in radio. All right, now from 5 to 7 in the summertime, we have baseball. At other times, it will be our fine sustaining programs. Now, you can see by this outline that PBS has spared no expense to bring you the biggest and finest shows, programs that can more than favorably compete with other networks. You'll agree that our daytime schedule carries the greatest daytime programming available to any station, regardless of network affiliation. I know what you're thinking of at this time. You're thinking, how much is all this going to cost me? Well, it's easy. PBS can cost you absolutely nothing. I said that. Why can it cost you nothing? For these reasons. They're fundamental and very simple. For PBS, you pay a minimum fee. This will be explained to you at a meeting to be held in a city close to your station where we'll invite all applicants. At this time, we will more thoroughly explain our operation. We're going to weed out applications and select whom we want with us as PBS affiliates. Now, when you sell a program to a local merchant, you sell this for a minimum fee, which is predicated upon your population, power, and rate card. This is a low fee that a local merchant can afford to pay. We know how difficult it is to get a talent fee. The financial success of PBS is dependent upon your ability to sell programs. So this fee will be mighty low, as we want to sell a lot of programs. Now, for example, if you sell a 15-minute program for X dollars, we'll say for round figures for $5, although prices will be lower in some cases and higher in others. Again, I want to repeat, there's no such thing as a $5 price. Prices are lower in most cases and higher in some, so this $5 is just a hypothetical figure. Remember that. Now, you sell this 15-minute show for $5 plus your regular station time charge. We receive from the $5 $2.50. Your station receives $2.50, which means that if you sell approximately one-third or 2 hours of the programs, yes, I might say if you sell less than one-third of the programs that can be sold commercially, you realize enough as your half of the talent fee alone to more than pay the PBS fee. Think of that for a minute. Now, in addition, you receive all of the monies that you charge for station time. We don't take any part of the money you receive for your time charge. We receive only one half of the talent fee that you receive from the sale of any of the programs from our 6 hours and 15 minutes of commercial programming each day. Now, there are other reasons PBS can cost you nothing. Figure what you eventually will be saving on news. Remember, PBS gives you the news. And figure what you'll be saving on library services. Remember, PBS programs for 10 hours every day. Another important thing here. Your personnel can be reduced. Perhaps some of your men are being drafted already. It is a problem. Perhaps you want to reduce your operation overhead. You can be plugged into the network with a combination man at your transmitter to read local cut-in announcements for local sponsors and to read cut-in spots that you can sell during our sustaining periods. Now, there are a lot of ways of cutting overhead when you carry PBS. You know your own specific problems. There are many ways, and PBS can help you do it. Now, here's some even better news, big news. Get this. Our sport events are bonus. They're bonus. I want to repeat that. Our sporting events are bonus. You keep all of the monies that you receive from the sale of sports. PBS does not receive any money that you get for baseball, football, or other sports. You can sell the games as complete games. You can sell participating spots. We don't care. They're yours. And all the revenue is yours. Sporting events are bonus on PBS. I think you can see from the combination of things that you can have the best possible programming, you can reduce your overhead, you can increase your income, you can pay the PBS fee from the monies that you receive for the talent charges, you can make money on our sporting events, you can enjoy prestige and respect from your merchants. You can also see, when taking all of this into consideration, that PBS can cost you nothing and make you plenty. There are some other features, too. We're not going to sell national advertisers during our daytime hours. I don't want to underplay that. We are not going to sell national advertisers during our daytime hours. We are interested in you and your local merchants. There is no network option time on PBS. Once you schedule a local advertiser, you'll never have to disturb him for a national account. You control your own station. The purpose of PBS is to service you best so that you can best service your local account. Now, this will especially interest stations now affiliated with other networks who raise the question of network option times. We have no network option time on PBS. It's your time. To full-time operating stations, we're planning in the near future to accept national advertisers at night because we can best serve national accounts in non-television areas. However, at no time will we ever have network option time. We will never push around a local account for a national advertiser. At our meetings, we will discuss coverage areas with applicants, and we'll work out satisfactory arrangements for every station on our network. The PBS network franchise gives you all the protection you can desire. Now, some of you have asked, what effect would joining PBS have on our present programming? Our answer is that it will better your present programming, and if you don't wish to disrupt some of your own present programs, you can tape and delay any or all of the PBS programs. Also, during the time we schedule sustaining network programs, you can schedule your own specific types of programming, which are popular in your area, such as hillbilly, polkas, foreign language programming, etc. If you feel that taping and delaying some of our programs would work out to your advantage, then that is the way we want you to do it. We've also been asked if there would be a difference in the charge if our commercial programs were sold or used sustaining. Again, I want to remind you, the PBS fee covers everything on the network, and you can use any or all of them sustaining. If they are sold commercially, we receive one half of the talent fee, which we set up for your station. Now, still another question. What type of circuit we'll have? Well, we'll carry the same types of circuits as used by other major networks, and the telephone company has assured us that we will not have to use any voice quality circuits whatsoever. Quite a few have asked about scheduling your own special events, such as local baseball and other local sports. Again, we say carry as much of this as you possibly can. These local events are things that add a great deal to your operation. Many have asked how we plan to handle the time differential period. PBS will have studios in Hollywood, Chicago, and New York. The Hollywood studios feed the Western and Rocky Mountain time zones. The Chicago studios feed the Central time zone, and the New York studios feed the Eastern time zone. Some of these programs are taped in advance. Some will be fed over direct telephone wires from Hollywood to Chicago and New York and delayed there so that you can have the right programming at the right time. Now, you're not required to use all of the shows. You can use what you want of the 10 hours of programming every day. It's there if you want it. But you'll want to carry all of our shows because not only will it give you the best in programs, but you'll be able to sell them the same way networks and successful local stations have been doing for years. And that is by first putting the program on the air. In other words, showcasing it before it's sold. We want them to be sold and stay sold, and we know that by having the programs on the air with the proper promotion behind them, that you can get your local merchants to sponsor these fine shows. You must have something to sell in order to sell it. It doesn't cost you anything to carry them sustaining. It is all included in the PBS fee. This is the proven way of doing it. Now, we have dozens of other marvelous plans and ideas for the future, which we'll tell you about at the meeting which we will have in your territory. They are all plans that can mean increased revenue for you. Here's another good point. Once you become affiliated with PBS, it means that it will be easier to get national spot business. Now, many stations have written us that PBS can be their salvation. That's why we have made an entrance into the field of networks. To be successful, PBS must be the salvation of these stations, and we know it will be. We know that PBS stands for Perfect Better Service for You, as well as meaning Progressive Broadcasting System. So be the progressive station in your community. Make progress for your merchants, for your community, and for yourself. PBS is a complete network service designed for you, the local station. I'm going to be through here in just a few seconds. When I am, I'd like you to take a pencil and do some figuring. Figure how much PBS can reduce your overhead and how much it can increase your income. When you see how much you will save every month, how much more money you're going to make, when you stop to think what PBS can do for you, you'll see that PBS is the answer to all of your problems. Now, PBS will begin its network operations on or about November 15th with a network of at least 200 stations. The first 200 stations will be considered as charter members, and once on the air with 200 stations, our fee will be increased $100 per month. In other words, by joining now, you can effect a substantial saving, as the fee for the charter members will never be increased. Accompanying this disc is a letter and an application blank. If you'd like to become an affiliate of PBS, just fill out the application blank and send it to PBS in the self-addressed envelope, as very soon we'll be holding a meeting in your area, where we'll invite all applicants to hear the complete PBS story. This application doesn't obligate you in any way, but invitations to meetings will be issued on the basis of first come, first serve. So don't delay in sending your application. Well, this is Harry Von Zell speaking to you from Hollywood, the home of the world's greatest entertainment, the home of the Progressive Broadcasting System. And Harry Von Zell telling you that very shortly, you'll be happy when your listeners, as well as listeners of hundreds of stations from Canada to Mexico, and from the Atlantic to the Pacific, we'll be hearing, this is PBS, the Progressive Broadcasting System.